Just taking it day by day, really. Just trying to learn from yesterday's mistakes and come out here and just capitalize on those mistakes from yesterday.
Looks like there's been more positives than mistakes so far from our side.
Yeah, I can say that, but it's still a slow process. It's only third day in the camp, so camp's a long haul, so just taking it day by day, really.
How is it for you being with the team in camp? You weren't last year, so how much of a difference has it made for you to be here, you know, through the offseason and into camp?
It hasn't been that different for me just because I came in last year and got to get along with the guys and get to meet a couple of guys. So I feel right along and just felt right in. So.
But in terms of, you know, learning, you know, comfort with the playbook, experience?
I got a little head start from last year, so it kind of carried over. And you know, I'm good when it comes to, like, picking up on stuff like that. So I don't have no problem when it comes to that.
What's it like to be kind of settled, so to speak? I mean, here at least part of last year, now you're here again. You've done some moving around before.
That's the NFL. It comes with the territory. So you just make the best of it and take the best opportunities you get and just do what you can with them.
Bill said you also had an edge because of your familiarity with the team. You got any other edges?
Just my size and physicalness and just speed. Just a different, I'm a different caliber receiver just for size and everything else and being able to do different things.
Turnover at the wide receiver position, you feel like you have a big opportunity?
Yeah, I have an opportunity. I think I'm just going to make the best of it. All the opportunities they do give me and the plays and reps I do get, just make the best of them and go from there.
What's maybe the places you've been before and your kind of journey so far, has that helped you to this point?
Just some of the vets I've been around, just knowing how to take care of your body and do stuff like that, and just how to approach every day in camp and not come first day and try to get to day 10 in that first day, just taking it day by day pretty much.
Who are some of the guys that you've learned from?
Stevie and Buffalo. A lot of them guys are young, but they still molded me and told me some things just as far as them being through camps and stuff like that. But I say Stevie is probably one of the biggest ones.
It's kind of a football question, but not. It's and you have a foundation, I believe, right?
Yes.
Right, and it kind of struck me as, I mean, a lot of guys in your position that kind of floated around the league and practice a lot of things don't typically do that right away, and I was curious how you got into starting one so early in your career.
All right, I just did just for the kids and just giving people an opportunity that they usually don't get it, because I grew up in some of the same situations they did. So I didn't really use it as where my status is in the league. I just used it as I had opportunity and had resources to get it done, so I did it.
And I mean, I saw you did a football camp at Tufts earlier this summer.
All right.
And, but what's kind of the thrust of your foundation? What's the?
It's the Kamar Aiken Foundation. It's for foster kids, kids that's less fortunate, that pretty much is in the system, and just giving them opportunity, because a lot of those kids don't get same opportunities as being with your family and your mother and your father and growing up like that.
Were you a foster kid?
Yeah, I was a foster kid at first, and then I was able to move back with my mom and stuff, so I kind of know how the system is when I was in it.
How long were you?
I'd say about 2 years, 2-3 years.
When did you move in back with your mom?
When I was about 7. Yeah.
So very young when you were.
Yeah, but I remember it all, so like it was yesterday. So it really is something that always stuck with me. So I said, whenever I get the resources and be able to do it, I'll come back and try to start something for kids that's in that same situation.
What stuck with you specifically about that time?
You just don't get some of the same perks you get with your families. The love isn't the same, and just you know, you take your kids to theme parks and stuff like that. They don't get that in that system. So that's just what it is.
Where was it? Where'd you grow up?
In Miami.
Miami.
Yes. So that's basically it, though. But
you still call Miami home?
Yeah. So I stay in Atlanta right now. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
For you, yeah.
I was just curious, just to. Go ahead. I was just curious just about the football, so just going back through it and stuff. What were the first couple of years like for you in the league? I mean, learning experience, frustrating?
I say it was frustrating for me because I had to start all over. You go from being one of the guys in college and then coming in and starting all over. So for me, all my years of ever playing football, I was always able to come in and then get thrown right in there right away. So for me to take a backdoor approach to it now, it kind of bothered me a little bit, but I was able to get through it, and my support system is real good behind me, so I was able to get through it and fight through it.
You don't strike me, I mean, for lack of a better term, as kind of a big-time guy, so to speak. Like you said, you always played at these different spots, but it doesn't sound like maybe you ever took that for granted. You always worked hard. And
right.
So the work ethic, does that help you now?
Yeah, I always had a good work ethic. That's one thing. If you work hard, things will fall into place. It might not come as soon as you wanted to, but eventually, if you work hard, it always pays off. So that's one thing I always stuck my head on, and just work. If anything, I'm remembered by I was a hard worker, so I'm good with that.
Personal question: how's your relationship with your mom now?
I love my mom to death. She's everything to me. Just from what she went through and came back out and just put us back right back on track, and she's just everything to me.
Do you have some brothers and sisters?
I have an older brother, younger sister.
And were they both in foster care?
Yes, they both was with us.
So were you guys taken from her?
Yeah, we were taken from her.
What was going on with?
Well,
what was
I don't mind. She doesn't mind either. I'd hope she don't. But she was basically. I had a cousin that passed away from our babysitter because of a beating from my babysitter, and they basically put it on my mom and said it was her responsibility. So she ended up going to a federal prison for 3 years, and they ended up taking us from her while she went and did her 3 years. But she was at work. She wasn't home at the time or nothing. They just held her accountable for it. Whatever the babysitter did, they held her accountable for it, and that's what happened pretty much.
And that was you were in the care of the sitter at the same time?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What's your mom's name?
Juliet.
Juliet?
Yep.
J-U-L-I-E-T.
Mm-hmm. Wint. Wint. W-I-N-T.
Okay. How old were you?
I want to say 4 or 5. Yeah.
Going back to football again, it was, you know, evident to most of us. We knew you were on practice squad for almost all of last year, but we don't see much of practice during the regular season. So, you know, to see you getting run with the first team with Tom Brady under center, what is that for you, and how does it show you that you really have an opportunity? Does it show you that you've moved up the depth chart?
I really don't want to look at it like that. To be honest, I just take whatever reps they give me and try to make the best of them. Just being around it, I done seen guys take reps with the ones and then they still get cut at the end of camp, so I don't really look at it like that. I just go in there and take whatever reps they do give me, I make the best of them.